Gorgeous Jewelry Stories with Sophia Poblete. I have a guest here with me today. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Michelle.
Today, Michelle will be describing her piece of religious jewelry, what it looks like, what does it mean to her as its owner, where did she get it, and why does she wear it. So, Michelle, you want to start?
Okay, so first of all, the piece of jewelry I have is a gold necklace, and at the end of it, it has like a circle chain, I guess, and on it is Virgin Mary.
All right. And what does it mean to you?
What it means to me? It's just, like, it was a gift from my aunt, so it's very important to me, and I just, like, wear it all the time because I believe, like, it, like, brings God closer to me, I guess.
And you said you got it from your aunt. Is there any place specific she got it from that you know of?
Yeah, she got it in the place she grew up in, which is Peru, which is located in South America.
Nice. And you sort of touched on why you wear it. Would you like to go over that again, or?
Yeah, I wear it because, like I said, it was a gift from her, so I value that a lot as well. And I also believe that it brings me closer to God.
Well, that's very nice. Well, is there anything else you'd like to say about your piece of jewelry or your faith or anything?
No. I'm all good.
Okay. Thank you. Welcome back to Religious Jewelry Stories with Sophia Poblete, and I have a second guest here with me today. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Kathy.
Okay, so what we'll do here on my podcast, Kathy, is you'll describe your piece of religious jewelry, what it means to you as its owner, and where you got it, and why do you wear it?
Okay, so my piece of jewelry is a gold pendant of Jesus on the cross on a gold chain. I don't know if either of them are real gold, but they look gold, so yeah. And my mom wears her cross necklace every day, and it's important to her. And when I found this, I thought of how my mom feels when she wears hers, and how I could also have something like that. But also, if I'm being honest, I really thought it would look cute with the other piece of jewelry I have on the necklace, which is a small piece of amethyst with gold around it, so like all of them are gold. And I found it when I was getting out of the car, and I looked down, and was on like the floor of my driveway, like on the ground, and so like I cleaned it off and put it on this necklace. And I wear it mainly because I think it looks cute, but it does give me comfort in like stressful situations and stuff. So
wow, that's really nice. Sort of sounds like it was almost a sign, you finding it there. I don't know if
you'd
agree.
Definitely. I agree.
So in conclusion, the two people I interviewed wear their two pieces of religious jewelry for sort of similar yet different reasons. The first person I interviewed said that she wears hers because not only did she get it from someone who means a lot to her in her life and is someone who I believe she sort of aspires to be from what she said and shared about this person, but also how that piece of jewelry itself also brings her closer to her faith and God and is just a nice symbol of that and is also just nice to look at. And the second person I interviewed sort of came about her piece of jewelry in a more serendipitous way, but it still meant a lot to her, and it was sort of like a journey she went on, like from finding it to cleaning it, but also how it sort of reflects a person in her life is really important to her, as anyone can be, as her mother, and just shows that wearing it is sort of like wearing how her mom wears it, and just a nice thing that they can both share, and is also, again, like just nice to look at, and goes with something she already owned, so it all sort of worked out.